But in the reading yesterday in Exodus 35, it says three different times that we are to do things, or they were to do things, their offerings they were to bring were to be of a willing heart. And I got to thinking, God doesn't just want us to come here and say, yeah, I come here because it's my obligation. I exhort because it's my obligation. Rather not, but at the same time, shouldn't I be willing to, if it's going to be helpful to me and hopefully to others? But, well, this thing's loud. Anyway, I'll back up. So when I was looking at it, I said, well, I need to be more of a willing individual. And by that, I don't mean just, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Sure, I'm willing. It means I'm excited about it. I want to do it. I want to do it for the pleasure of it and because it can serve God. This is what Christ's life was all about. He replaced his will with his Father's will, and that's how he was successful. Because we all know what is expected of us, and we're all willing to do that. And we all should be willing to do what is expected of us. Exodus 35, verse 4, this is where I first started. Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, 35 is really the verse, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold, silver, and brass. They're given instructions to bring something for the offering, but more importantly to me, is it says, whosoever is of a willing heart. They didn't just do it out of obligation. They did it because they desired to. They wanted to. And this is what God wants us to implant in our very lives, is that desire, the same desire he has for us, and show it in all that we do. Verse 21, and they came, every one whose heart stirred him up. I'm going to see the heart stirring him up. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the table of the tabernacle of the congregation for all his service and for the holy garments. So we see again that idea of it's not just to get it done, it's to do it willingly. Verse 29, the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring it for all manner of work. So we hear it over and over, and so it kind of struck me as, maybe that's something I leave out all too often in my life. I see a lot of it with all of you, how willing you are to help out, how willing you are to give, to help. I've asked for help, and I've gotten plenty of it from people. And so we should never stop asking each other if we can help. We might not have the capacity sometimes, but the more people that know about it, the more prayers that can be offered. And obviously, the one that can truly help, God, is there waiting for us. He obviously wants more than just our compliance. He wants our desire. He wants willingness, and he is willing to help us. We see that throughout the scriptures. And it's important for us to choose what we will do, not that just that we're willing and we're going to try, but what we will do. And this is Joshua 24, that real famous statement. Joshua 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So here's a more profound and more direct meaning of that word will. It's not just willing, it's we will do this. We're going to do this. I mean, we talk about that in our lives as he has the will to survive. He has the will to go on. He has the will to will him. He can will himself across the finish line. It's going to take willpower to do this, willpower to do that. And, of course, we know that we can all have some of that, but can also put it to the side and think, well, we'll just let God take over and I won't participate. He does want participation from us. But he doesn't want us to impose our agenda on him. That can't be done. It's not supposed to be done. Look back near the very beginning of the scriptures when Cain and Abel, there was Cain who wouldn't listen and went and offered the wrong offering. And when he was called down on it, he was so angry and he tried to impose his will by killing his brother. So he needed to replace that. He would not accept God's will. And if we won't, then how are we ever going to accomplish anything? Certainly we have to work at it. We have to read the word and find out what it is God is requiring. But we have to be willing to change ourselves and get ourselves out of the way. Like I said, I know that I need to do better. And I see so many examples, like I said, in all of you. But I need to be more willing to serve, to listen, to help where it is appropriate, where I can, to get out of the way when I need to get out of the way. But it does take patience, and it takes prayer to God. You can't do it yourself. If you're doing it on your own, then you're imposing your will upon God. Christ didn't do that. He strictly went with God's way. He wasn't happy about some of the things he was going to have to face, but he still went God's way. And we know that from John that if we do attempt to serve God and love him, he will love us and abide with us. So will Jesus. It says in John 14 and 23, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and we will and make our abode with him. So this is very important to know that the return on investment, if you want to get business-like about it, is far greater than anything we can get out of this life. We're giving ourselves up to God, and he's giving us back eternal life. So it's really not much of an investment. We're putting so little into the pot, but God is bringing us up and letting his will override ours. I mean, look at some of the things in the Bible where Moses was making a choice when he said, it says in Hebrews 11:25, talking about the faith chapter, it says, Moses was choosing rather to suffer affliction with his people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So we have to get perspective in all that we're doing. We got to say, why am I trying to accomplish this? Why am I up here? Am I up here just to see if I can give a really good exhortation and everybody will pat me on the back? No, I'm not, because I'm not going to do that. But we do want to be anxious to serve one another. And sometimes it means to getting out of our comfort zone, which I definitely am today. But nonetheless, we still are anxious to help one another and listen to each other. Of course, when you think about our willingness, it's talking about having faith. And the willingness, we have the willingness to believe and have that faith. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So diligently seek him, to me, is sort of a catchphrase similar to, we're willing to go after what God wants to do. We're willing to seek him. We diligently seek him. Then in verse 13, it says, these all died in faith, not having received promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So we embrace. We do more than just say, oh, I'm going to try to do it. We give it every effort God has allowed us to have. Use every possible ability that he grants to each and every one of us. And still learning to work within those means and depend on each other, because that's really what will get us through all of this. Not on our own. We're not here to do it ourselves. We're here to help each other. And God will help us all. And so it's very encouraging. This is encouragement to know that God's on our side and desires us. True encouragement indeed. We are not expected to go it alone. God is willing to help us. He desires for us to seek this from him, and so anxious to give it to us as long as we're trying our very best. Our greatest resource is God provided. That resource is Jesus Christ. We remember him this day in these emblems. We understand that when it was time, he was not anxious to suffer on the cross, because he said so in the garden in Matthew 26 and 42. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. Well, okay, sometimes we don't want to do things. But Christ didn't let that stop him. He knew he wanted to serve God. It was just a question, can there be another way? And I think he knew there wasn't. But we see here that he just took his will, took it away from him, and put God's will in place of it. And that's what got him through it. The true recipe for success. Place God's will in our life. Make it our life. Make our will match or become his will. So we finish off by just a few more verses here. Hebrews 10 and 7, it's just, I like the way it says. It says, then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. We'd be glad to have that said of each of us. That is written in the book, written of me, to do thy will, O God. In verse 9 it says, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Take me away first. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. So let us remember that our Lord and Savior was more than willing to do the things of God. And because of his willingness, he's made it available for us to be willing servants like him. Maybe we won't be asked to go hang on the cross, but we're asked to be willing enough to do so if need be. He was willing to accomplish the goal ahead of him and did so, and now we have hope for eternity. So Luke 22 and 14, 15 and 16, we'll finish with this. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, with desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And I think that's one of the statements that I just don't pay enough attention to. With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover. Now, he was talking to them directly. I think he's talking to us too today. So let's keep that in mind as we partake of the emblems. Let's be willing to always serve God and willing to do all that's needed to help each other.